Laboratories presents The Doctor Fights, starring Gregory Peck in a thrilling true story of a doctor in World War II. The Doctor Fights, starring Gregory Peck. The eternal providence has appointed me to watch over the life and death of all thy creatures. May I always see in the patient a fellow creature in pain. Grant me strength and opportunity always to extend the domain of my craft. This is the prayer of every doctor. It is ages old. Yet today it is as new as the victory which is ours. This is a doctor at war. With the rest of America, Shenley Laboratories looks with great expectation toward the limitless opportunities afforded by peace. Opportunities for bettering the lot of all mankind. Much has been said of the material benefits that will accrue. The time-saving, labor-saving developments, which mean a more abundant way of life for a world at peace. What then of the life-saving developments, gifts in the realm of healing, which mean for all a healthier way of life? One of the greatest among these gifts of medicine is penicillin. Born of war, this promising drug will contribute much toward making a peacetime world in which disease and suffering reach a new and all-time low. Shenley Laboratories is proud that it has had a share in the fulfillment of that ancient dream. Physical well-being for humanity everywhere. Tonight, Medicine for the Enemy is the true story of Lieutenant Commander Harry Joseph. We will meet Lieutenant Commander Joseph in person later in our program. And now, Shenley Laboratories presents The Doctor Fights, starring Gregory Peck. Every doctor returns from combat duty with stories of heroism, bravery, and sacrifices. But there's always one story, one special story. He knows he'll remember long after all the others are blurred over by time and distance. Well, this is my special story. Now, this is no tale of great heroism or bravery. It has much to do with these battle stars and ribbons I collected during my year and a half of sea duty. And yet, funny enough, it has to do with meeting the enemy. Meeting him on an obsolete destroyer in the middle of the North Atlantic. Meeting him face to face. And I like to think, defeating him. Was at the USS Osmond Ingram. It was a 20-year-old four-stacker on submarine duty. I was its medical officer. I remember that certain December morning in 43 because it was calm for the first time in 3 weeks. I was lying on my bunk listening to the news over the ship's loudspeaker system.
Secretary of the Navy Frank Knox announced today that while Allied shipping losses were on the increase, supplies to windward are at a...
General Porter, that meant the sub we'd been trailing for 3 days was picked up again. I could hear the ash cans going off as I ran topside. What's the word, Taylor?
This may be it, Doctor. This time I think we got that crowd pinned down there under us.
No oil coming up yet.
Just the same, this time I think we got him.
Wait a minute, Taylor. Look over there. Starboard.
The subsurface. It's a big one. We better get them crowds before they get us. Fire!
Fire! Fire!
We got the sub all right. But before it rolled over like a sick whale, two of our men were killed and five injured. And from the water, we pulled 13 survivors from the submarine. 13 Germans, whom I, as medical officer, had to tend. All of them in there, Emerson?
Yes, Doctor.
I'll unlock the hatch, and I'll have a look at the master race.
Yes, sir. But, Doctor, is it true about Dick Daniels and Fred Matthews?
I'm afraid it is.
And now you're going in there to help those Germans. It's a funny war.
Yeah, it's that all right.
Don't forget, Doctor. I'm right out here with this Tommy gun. If there's any trouble in there...
I'll be the first to let you know. Which one of you is the commanding officer?
I'm the commander, Captain Kurt Reicher.
Instruct your men to get to their feet when an American officer comes in here.
I will instruct them, Captain.
No, I'm not the captain. I'm the medical officer on this ship. What are you holding your eyes for?
Because they burn, and I'm not able to see. I've been blinded.
Oh, let me have a look.
That, I'm sure, will be of great help.
Well, my advice to you, Commander, is to shut up. Here, let me see your eyes. Uh-huh. Well, they're burned all right. Acid.
Brilliant diagnosis, Herr Leutnant.
I'm going to put on some medication and a bandage. Leave it on.
I'm quite resigned to my blindness, Herr Leutnant. I was prepared to give more than my sight for the Führer.
Well, you have my permission to take off the bandage any time you want, Commander. Now, what about the rest of your men?
Steiner.
Come on, Herr Kapitän.
Steiner, we are honored by the presence of the medical officer. Show him our wounded.
Jawohl, Herr Kapitän. Our casualties are minor except for Eckhart. His leg is not good.
Where is he?
Over here, Herr Leutnant. He was hit in the ankle.
Uh-huh. So I see. How's it feel? Doesn't he understand?
Yeah. He understands.
Well, then have him answer me.
Answer the Leutnant.
You are a non-Aryan, are you not?
That's right.
I will not be handled by a non-Aryan.
I'm taking care of your foot regardless of how you want to be handled. I don't think there's much chance of saving it, but I'm going to try. I'll give you a shot of morphine to ease the pain.
It is good to bear pain. I want no morphine.
Hold his arm. I said hold his arm.
Take the morphine, Eckhart. For the present, we are the prisoners.
For longer than the present, and don't forget it. There. Now, this will make him sleep for a while. I'll be back later.
We look forward to your visit, Herr Leutnant. Must be fascinating to watch a great American doctor at work. I regret I can't see it myself. But of course, your miraculous bandage will fix all that, won't it?
The first time since I've been a doctor, Commander, I'm not sure I care.
Hello, Doctor. What shape are the prisoners in?
Well, there's only two serious casualties, Captain. Commander's eyes have been badly burned by acid. There's a boy with his ankle shot up.
Well, they're in your hands, Doctor.
They're the dirtiest cases I've ever handled. Vicious. Stupid.
Oh, no. Not stupid, Doctor. Anything but. Look at this notebook that was taken off the executive officer. Thermodynamics and higher calculus. This is what the commander was carrying around with him. A book of philosophy by Nietzsche.
Well, I'm sure they're the flower of Germany.
Sit down. Have a cup of coffee with me, Doctor. You seem pretty upset.
Thanks, Captain Miller. I am.
There's cream in that pitcher. Now, what's bothering you? Will you be able to save the sub-commander's eyesight?
Well, that's what I came to see you about, sir.
Why me?
His eyes can be saved if the burn doesn't become infected. Maybe I can save the boy's leg, too, if I can stop infection there. But both cases call for penicillin. I've only got 3 ampules left.
So?
Well, what if one of our own men is injured before we get back to port? And the only medicine that can save him has been used up on enemy prisoners. I don't think I'd feel very good about it.
No, I don't think I would either. But it's up to you as medical officer to make the decision. You're the doctor.
I was the doctor. There could only be one decision. At ease. From now on, I'm here as a doctor and not as an officer.
So, we put down the gun and pick up the scalpel. Is that it?
Sit down and take the bandage off your eyes, Commander.
Ah. Now we are going to change bandages. This is magnificent, huh, Doctor?
I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to give you back your eyesight.
I'm no child, Doctor. I've seen submarine men who have been burned by the acid from the battery. They are blind.
Only because infection set in and it wasn't stopped.
But you, of course, have discovered a way to stop such infection. You should share your secret with the world, Herr Leutnant.
Oh, it's no secret. It's a drug called penicillin. One of the greatest discoveries in the history of medicine.
I'm not that naive, Herr Leutnant. If there is such a drug, Germany would have it.
Well, you're taking your first injection of penicillin right now, Commander.
Very well. I did not expect to find such humor in blindness. Don't you know that Germany leads the world in medical science? Or do they keep such facts from you in your land of supposed free speech?
Isn't it possible that facts have been kept from you?
I would say quite the opposite was the case. Tell me, Doctor, you plan to use this magic drug on Eckhart with a bad leg?
Well, that leg isn't ready to be operated on yet. When I do, I'll use the penicillin then. We haven't got too much of it. You're lucky to get it.
America's the land of plenty. Without enough magic. Without a lot of things now, eh? Without food enough for it. Land of feminism now, nicht wahr? You see, we in Germany are given plenty of facts about your America. So we will know how best to administrate when we take over.
Do you honestly believe that's going to happen?
Naturally. America's soft. Already New York is in ruins from our bombers.
No, that's news to me, Commander.
It's news to you. Because the American Navy is routed to other ports since the New York harbor is filled with sunken ships. Our German intelligence is very complete.
What does the German intelligence have to say about Russia, Commander?
Well, we are probably much further now, but according to the last German broadcast I heard, we are 3,000 miles inside Russia, all the way to Kiev. Is that not correct, Steiner?
That is correct, Herr Kapitän.
3,000 miles, huh? Well, that's an interesting figure.
Oh, I can give you many interesting figures, Herr Leutnant. All of which add up to America's defeat. This so-called democracy is for weaklings. And weaklings can't exist in this world today.
That night, under the cold North Atlantic sky, I stood on the deck and heard again the words of the German. The words he spoke for the 12 men with him, for all of Germany. Words which were the true sound of this war. And I knew that he and every man in that compartment was sick. And that war and capture hadn't cured them. They were sick not in their bodies, but in their minds, which were infected with prejudice, ignorance, and lies. They were sick with a deadly disease. And I was their doctor. Perhaps it wasn't in my province, but standing on the deck that night in the middle of the Atlantic, I decided that as a doctor, I must try and cure my patients. Try and administer a medicine which would combat their disease. Good morning, Commander.
Ah, the medical officer. Did you come with more of your magic drug, or to get more facts?
Well, there were just one or two of yours I wanted to check up on. I thought this map might help.
Which, unfortunately, I'm unable to see. But I'm sure another injection...
Well, your men can see the map. Steiner, the rest of you men come around this table. Now, look at this map carefully. Is it a true map? Examine Germany and see if it's all drawn correctly to scale.
Yeah, it looks true. There's Berlin, Karlsruhe, Stuttgart... They all seem right.
Well, you told me yesterday that the German radio announced your army was at Kiev, 3,000 miles inside Russia. Steiner, take this ruler and measure how far Kiev is inside the Russian border. Go on, take it.
Here's Kiev. Here's the Russian border. I make it out to be about 3/4 of an inch.
And according to the scale of the map, how far is that in miles?
It's approximately 150 miles.
150 miles?
I don't understand this. The announcement clearly said 3,000 miles, and yet this map looks correct.
It's correct, all right. A regulation United States Navy map.
Obviously, there's some trick being played on you.
That's right, Commander. But the trick was played a long time ago. And in your country. That was the first dose of the medicine. Their first doubt. But in diseases of this type, the dosage has to be constant and in various forms, adapted to the special needs of the patient.
This music on the loudspeaker is beautiful, Doctor. Beautiful, but I do not recognize it. Who is the composer?
A German named Mendelssohn, Steiner. According to your Führer, you shouldn't listen to his music because Mendelssohn was a Jew. You men are wrong. Hitler doesn't believe in telling the truth.
Herr Leutnant, David, watch my words. Even though we are prisoners, you have no right...
calm down, Steiner. Listen to this paragraph from Mein Kampf, written by Herr Hitler himself. The function of propaganda is not to weigh and ponder the rights of different people. Its task is not to make an objective study of the truth and then set it before the masses with academic fairness. Its task is to serve our own right. Always and unflinchingly. Now, you get the general idea? You know, the more I talk to you men, the more I'm afraid your information is pretty shaky. Doses of truth backed up by facts. That was the treatment used in combating the disease. And slowly, as we headed toward America, it began to take effect. But, like all cures, certain patients showed a greater resistance to it than others.
Herr Leutnant, you brought the newspaper with the pictures of New York City in it?
Here it is, Steiner. That skyline doesn't look very bombed out to me.
No, it does not.
I'll show it to the rest of the men. Ask them if any one of them has ever seen a picture of New York bombed.
Steiner.
Ja, Captain.
Just a moment. Men, come here.
Yeah, Captain.
Now, I've heard our learned medical officer make fools and traitors of you this past week. But I intend to hear no more. Has it not occurred to any of you, for instance, that it is very easy for a newspaper to publish a picture which is a year old or 50 years old.
No, Captain, we only meant...
What you meant is a matter of indifference to me. It was easy to see what the Lieutenant was up to from the first day. He tried to convince me America had a great magic drug which Germany was too stupid to have discovered. The Lieutenant is always talking about facts. All right, I'll give him a few. I am still blind. And Eckhart there on the bed will lose his foot as sure as there's water in the ocean. Now, this is one lie the Lieutenant will have a very difficult time disproving.
Well, what do you say we wait and see the results, Commander? I'm operating on Eckhart tonight.
Under, Doctor.
Right, Taylor. Make sure those straps are tight. I don't want him rolling off the table.
Doctor, look, can't you put off the operation till we ride out this storm? You can hardly stand on your feet. You see, now you got to scrub again.
Get some more straps and strap me to the stanchion.
But, Doctor...
That's an order, Taylor.
sure, Doctor. Here goes. One around your waist.
Tighter.
Right, Doctor. Another around your knee should keep you steady.
Now get me the scrubbing pool. We're operating as scheduled. Bayonet scalpel, Taylor.
Here, Doctor. You think it can save us, Foot?
If it can be done, I'm going to do it. I'll bring down that light right to the wound.
The way you're working, you'd think it was one of our men.
How much penicillin's left?
Just one ampule.
Well, start giving it to him, Taylor. It was never used for a better cause. How do you feel, Eckhart? Any pain in the foot today?
No. Every day there is less, Doctor.
Good. I think the time is about here to take off that bandage. Steiner and you men like to watch this?
We are most interested, Herr Leutnant.
I'll bet you are. Well, here goes. And there it is.
It looks as if there had been no wound at all.
You'll be walking on it within a month, Eckhart.
I am grateful, Doctor.
Jawohl. We are all grateful. Herr Kapitän, did you hear the Leutnant? Eckhart will be walking on both feet soon.
Oh, this is excellent, Herr Leutnant. More for credit to your surgery than to the magic rod, is it not?
There's only one answer to that remark, Commander. Come with me. I have permission to take you up on deck.
Somehow smells different, Herr Leutnant.
Oh, we're no longer at sea, Commander. I wanted your first sight to be a good one when the bandage comes off your eyes.
You have great faith in your magic drug, haven't you?
Let's try it and find out. There. Open your eyes, Commander. Open them good. For the first time.
I can see, Leutnant. Just as you said. I can see. I did not think that I would have again. I owe you a...
Nothing, Commander. Now turn towards shore and get a good look at the New York skyline.
New York? Yes. There it is. New York. There have been no bombs here. Herr Leutnant.
Yes, Commander.
We didn't know. Any of us. We were kept in ignorance. In darkness. I apologize.
Treating a disease for the first time, a doctor never knows how effective his cure will be or how long it will last. But that day, as I said goodbye to the commander and his men, I hoped that my cure would be permanent. And even more than that, I hoped that when they returned to their defeated homeland, they themselves might carry on the work of combating the disease in the minds of their countrymen which once had infected them. That, in truth, was the antitoxin for fascism. Shenley Laboratories take you now to New York to meet Dr. Harry Joseph, the physician I've had the honor to portray this evening. Dr. Joseph, medical officer of the destroyer USS Osmond Ingram, is now on the psychiatric service at St. Albans Naval Hospital, Long Island. He will be interviewed by Anthony Marvin.
Dr. Joseph, do you really feel those Nazi prisoners were changed? Or do you think they'll go back quickly to their old beliefs?
Well, they've had those beliefs a long time. But I do think their experience made a pretty strong impression on them.
I see.
These boys were the cream of the crop, but they had been taught nothing other than their immediate specialty.
Well, you mean that from childhood these particular men had been trained for submarine warfare exclusively?
Yes. They could do the most intricate calculus, but they were ignorant beyond belief on other things. For instance, they told me Canada was a small city in the United States.
Imagine that. And yet they could all speak fairly good English.
No, they couldn't. For the program tonight, of course, we had to have them speaking English. But actually, none of them knew a word of it. And I was the only officer aboard who spoke German.
Well, did you have any disciplinary problems at any time?
Indeed not. We made them understand we would have no nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't think of speaking without first getting permission. The Nazis were amazed when our enlisted men talked to us whenever they wanted to.
Well, I suppose the good food was a great surprise to them, too.
They couldn't get over the meals we served them. They were so unaccustomed to fresh bread, it made them ill. They used to let it get stale before they ate it.
Well, how did you feel, Dr. Joseph, knowing you were apt to run into another sub any minute?
Run into one? We were out looking for them.
Oh.
We knew there were as many as 8 or 10 under us at one time.
Well, I wouldn't have cared for that, loaded as you were with explosives.
That's right. If we had ran that sub, we would have been blown to kingdom come. But at that moment, it seemed worth it. Later, when I was peeling the clothes off one of the burned survivors, we found their logbook with a list of the 20 big vessels it had sunk.
Well, getting that one was certainly a good day's work. But tell me, Dr. Joseph, what do you plan to do now?
Right now, I want to go on with the psychiatric work I'm doing out at St. Albans. Most of the men we called shell shock after the last war can be rehabilitated.
Well, I understand you use hypnotism and sodium pentothal with remarkable results.
Yes, we found hypnotism and sodium pentothal very effective in many cases. It makes the men relax and talk freely about the experiences that are bothering them. But you understand, these are not a cure. They are a valuable adjunct in treating mental illness.
Modern medicine. It gets more wonderful all the time. And thank you so much, Dr. Joseph, for permitting us to tell your story, and even more for all you're doing to help men regain a happy, normal life. Shenley Laboratories returns you now to Gregory Peck in Hollywood.
This is Gregory Peck again in Hollywood, adding our sincere thanks to you, Dr. Joseph.
Shenley Laboratories, maker of penicillin Shenley, dedicates this program to the 180,000 American doctors and their continuing battle against disease. Wherever, whenever it is needed, in quantities unobtainable little more than a year ago, penicillin is now available to these doctors to aid them in the cause of healing. It is a tribute to American manufacturing enterprise that so greatly increased quantities of this valuable drug are now on the market. Shenley Laboratories is proud to have played a part in the expansion of penicillin production. And in closing makes this pledge. In the same spirit of research for ways to benefit mankind, Shenley Laboratories will continue to work toward new developments, new products, which may well mean for thousands a more abundant life in the years to come. This is James Wallington reminding you to listen next week over these same stations at the same time when Shenley Laboratories will present The Doctor Fights, starring George Brent in the thrilling true story, Hero Without Medals. Tonight's Doctor Fights was written by Don Ettlinger with music by Leith Stevens and was produced and directed for Shenley Laboratories by D. Engelbach. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.